is Alexis Baum of Radio St. Pete, and I host a little show you might have heard before called ABC's You. So AB stands for Alexis Baum, and that's me. And today, I am in historic Kenwood, a place I normally frequent, and I am seeing who is AB seeing today.
Jeff Velasquez, the owner of The Study.
The Study? What is The Study? Can you just tell me?
The Study is a new style of wine tasting where you get to technically pour your own wine. That way you don't have to commit to a certain specific glass or anything like that one. You got a choice between a 1 ounce, 3 ounce, or a 6 ounce pour. The way I like to call it is taste it, like it, love it type of wine. So when it comes to The Study, we have wines from all around the world, but our craft beers are locally because I try to keep the money inside the community as much as possible.
That's a really good pitch. Thank you, Jeff. But actually, the reason I put him on the radio also is because just before I popped the phone in his face, he was talking to me about something that kind of inspired him to start this business. So can you tell me a little bit more what you were saying earlier about support groups?
So yes, when it came to The Study, the idea behind The Study was a place to, I guess, decompress and feel normal for just a small period of time. Because let's be honest, times are getting tough. Each and every direction, things are getting much and much more difficult than what it needs to be, truly. So when I designed The Study, one of the main things I wanted to design was a place for, could be people to come in for support groups. It could be anything from, for example, me being prior military and doing multiple deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. It was the support groups that helped me readjust to the normal life of, I guess, citizenship and everything like that one. And if it wasn't for these support groups, I never would have realized that there are different types of support groups that are available. I was very naive about these support groups, thinking a support group was just a drug addiction or an abusive situation. But in reality, a support group could be anything and everything, from someone who's, God forbid, of course, their dog passed away or cat passed away, and anything too extreme to a loved one passing away and everything in between. And it was through these support groups where I was doing for Iraq and Afghanistan that I found out there are much more broader horizon when it comes to support groups. So when we deal with these support groups, I want to get the word around that even if it doesn't portray to your personal issues or anything like that, when there are other groups that can be available towards you.
I love that. And that's why I put him on the radio today, because I thought, well, Jeff is here looking to support groups, and he's new to this community. So this is a shout out to all the support groups out there, the ones we haven't heard of, the ones we have heard of, the ones we're soon to create ourselves. Jeff would love to support those. Is there anything else that you want to say about your newness to St. Pete, Jeff, or your working here in St. Pete that you'd like to share?
Yeah, first and foremost, I want to thank the historic Kenwood neighborhood. They've been more than welcoming with open arms. Along with the other shops at the historic Kenwood, they have done a tremendous job of making me feel a part of the family. So, but one last thing I wanted to mention with these support groups, please get in contact with me. And even if you want to do it in a closed one for, let's say, a closed venue, If it's a support group, I don't mind coming in on off days and just opening up for a couple of hours to get you guys the help that we all deserve and need.
Thanks, Jeff. Very generous of you. Very like St. Pete. I find this community to be one of those where there's more volunteers in this community than I've ever seen in any place I've ever been in the world, and I've been a lot of places. So it's really nice to know that that there are people out there always willing to give before they take. And I think that's kind of a good principle, and support each other. So signing off, ABC's You, Radio St. Pete.